I used to feel like I had to make everyone happy. I felt like I wasn't living my own life, but then I figured something out. All right, in this video, we're gonna be talking about a principle in life that is one of the most important ones. And if you have this principle, you will become a man that women actually desire and who isn't abused by women. It's something that most of you are probably not doing right now. And it's something that you can change about yourself immediately if you listen to what I'm gonna tell you in this video. The thing that I'm talking about is doing things out of obligation. Okay, this is part of my principle series. If you haven't seen the other videos in it, you can check it out. I also have in the Bulldog Mindset membership a whole thing covering this. All right, now, what does it mean doing things out of obligation? Okay, it means doing things not because you want to do them, but because you feel like you have to do them because you owe someone something or you want something from someone. You want them to like you or to validate you. Okay, let me tell you, first of all, guys, you don't owe anyone anything, not your parents, not your girlfriend, not your wife, not anyone. You don't owe them anything. You cannot live your life out of obligation. You should only do things because you want to do them. Because doing things out of obligation makes people despise you. Think about how you think about someone when they do something just out of obligation, when they don't actually want to do it. Have you ever had a woman have sex with you, not because she wanted to, but because she felt like she had to? Maybe she's your girlfriend or your wife or whatever it is. So she felt like she had to. She did it out of obligation. When someone does something out of obligation for you, how do you feel about them? What do you think about them, about that person? Do you feel good about that? No, I hate that. You feel pitiful. You feel disgust towards them. You're not happy with them. So when you're doing stuff out of obligation for people, you're not getting any benefit. They're not saying, oh, you're a great guy. They're taking you for granted. They're saying, why can't you just do it because you want to do it? Not only that, but you seem like a coward or spineless, all right? Women will use this, in fact, guys, to manipulate you if you can't stand up for yourself, okay? And they're gonna lose attraction for you. Very, very key, all right? Check out the Bulldog Mindset membership, by the way, if you wanna learn how to be a man who stands up for himself and some exercises I have in there and how to develop a spine and to stop doing things out of obligation. There's a link down below, $7 for the first month. You might as well try it out because you really got nothing to lose here. And there's a huge community of men in there that are all looking to improve themselves. You wanna be around strong men, that's the way to do it. Here's what you need to do. Right now, today, I want you to make the commitment that you're going to stop doing things out of obligation. If you don't want to do something, don't do it, period. And I'm gonna give you an exercise that you can implement right now. All right, I want you to practice saying no without an explanation. Okay, if you're finding this useful, by the way, click the like button. Click the thanks if you really wanna help me out and get this video out to other people. I really appreciate it if you do that for this channel. Now, what do I mean by this? For this exercise, I want you to just say no to things that are reasonable. So let's say that someone says, hey, could you move over so I could sit? Say no. Okay, now you're not gonna operate like your whole life this way, but I want you to get used to saying no. I want you to get used to not doing things that you don't wanna do, especially if someone asks you to do something that you don't wanna do, then absolutely tell them no. But you need to practice saying no, disappointing people, having people be angry at you, not like you. If you want to be a true man, you need to be able to handle this. You need to be able to handle people not liking you. And then what's going to happen when you do this is that when you actually do things, they will be more meaningful because everyone will know that your heart is in it and you'll feel better about it. You're going to feel good because you're going to be like, okay, I'm doing stuff that I like to do, that I want to do, and people will appreciate it because they know. And that's the difference, guys. When I deal with guys that have nice guy syndrome, and again, Bulldog Mindset membership, I will cure you of nice guy syndrome. I promise you, it's gonna be the best money you spend if you're a nice guy. But when I deal with guys who have nice guy syndrome, some guys pay me $1,500 a month to coach them, to help them with this. These guys, when they start to actually do things that they want to do, okay, instead of things out of obligation, all of a sudden, they transform from a nice guy into a guy that women actually want to be with because they know that this guy's in a pushover, okay? Because once they can say no, once they stop doing things out of obligation or trying to get something, then what happens is they become a lot more valuable men in women's eyes and in men's eyes. So if you're struggling with nice guy syndrome, you have to work on this. This is a key principle that you have to live in your life, is that you have to not do things out of obligation. Do things because you want to do them or don't do them at all.